Bob Papiani usually joins us at 3:15. He is here, better late than never. Bob, I thought that you were holding a grudge against me for blowing off the showdowns the last few weeks.
No, and I didn't have explosive diarrhea either, so you can check that off.
What was the rumor I heard about the show Saturday where people thought they heard bathroom noises when you were hosting? Is that true?
Yeah, that was true. But, you know, I was in Las Vegas waiting for a flight to come back, so I was doing it in my room, and it was a long night the night before, and so, yes, there were noises.
Were they hearing number one noises, number two noises, or both?
Probably both with a grunt thrown in here and there.
Justin Fields, we just heard him keep a positive attitude about what's happening with him. He did say today, I don't think I've played good enough. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I would say yes. I think, first of all, I thought that was a really good answer, and I thought it showed a very mature approach, very much understanding that certain decisions, there's not much you can do about them other than keep, you know, working hard to try to change them, I guess. But, you know, I think in the standpoint of his passing game, if he was talking about that, because I would point to that first and foremost, that there need to be more plays down the field. Now, that's not just his problem. As you heard last week when Najee Harris was talking about the run game being an 11-man effort, I mean, this is coordinator scheming, players, you know, so they have some deficiencies at that side of the ball. There's no question. So from that point of view, yes. But I can't tell you the number of plays he's made, as you know, Pony, watching him, where he's turned negative situations. And in that game in Vegas, there was a third and long that he turned into a first down only because that he could turn it on. The touchdown that he scored, one of them, there were two men covered. And the play was to roll left and find one of the two open. Neither were, so he had to tuck it in and run. He does things that can make up for bad situations, which I got to imagine is a frustration for any defense. So there are a lot of good he did. 4-2 speaks for what it is. It's a winning record. But they're in this situation now where they're opening the door for Russell Wilson.
Ben Roethlisberger disagrees with the move. Do you agree with him?
I agree with him and you for this week, for sure. I thought, you know, just my guess going into this was that they were going to ride Fields until the break and see how everything went in the next two games. They're very important games, especially this week, given tiebreakers in the AFC. Everything comes down to the final week, it seems. Mm-hmm. They already have one in their pocket with a win over the Chargers. That's important. So they're not division games, but they're conference games, and they're very important. And I think given the fact that you have an offensive line that's kind of in flux, you have one of the better pass rushing teams and certainly some stout guys up front defensively for the Jets, this just seemed to me like the wrong time to put him into the game only because of all these reasons. And, you know, not the least of which, he's coming off a calf injury. And if you remember, we did the third preseason game this year, Pony, and he was in there.
Yep.
And soon thereafter, re-injured it. So there's always that concern. So I thought for sure he would just run with Fields until the break, at least.
Bob, the idea with Wilson going in that it's going to be his job the rest of the season, how long do you think the leash is on Russell Wilson if he struggles?
Well, that's a question that I don't know what the right answer is to that because, again, my preference would have been not even seeing him until the second half of the season if that's the case. But, I mean, if they lose these next two games, that's a bad situation. All of a sudden, 4-4, going into the meat grinder.
What would you do then?
Which begins. Well, if it's bad, I'd go, and it wouldn't take me too long, I don't think, to go to the Fields. Although I will say this, Russell Wilson's a 9-time Pro Bowler. He has a lot to offer. He has a passing game that could take this team and lift it beyond where it's gone from an offensive standpoint. And I think that's more consistently of. I'll say this about Justin Fields. The one time he was called upon to do that and pass the ball back into the game was in the second half against Indianapolis, and he did that.
Yep.
He met that challenge. He passed that test. But, you know, Russell Wilson has had a history of making right decisions, going through progressions. In the All-22 tape, you'll see a lot of times where Justin Fields misses some guys, and even the ones he's trying to target, he would overthrow. So I think there could be an upgrade in the passing game for sure. Can he do it in this week right off the bat against this team with an offensive line? I'm not sure.
Bob, do you think that the theory out there that the biggest reason why Tomlin is going back to Russell Wilson is because he promised him before the season started, going back to when they signed him, that he would be given an opportunity to start?
Me, no, I don't think that was the case. Just opportunity to come here. I mean, they're only paying $1 million. They couldn't have. You know, all that money's coming from Denver. So I think, you come in. The thing was, he was first here. Justin Fields came after that. So from that standpoint, maybe that's why he got in the quote pole position. And they know what he has as a 9-time Pro Bowler and a guy who's been through all sorts of scenarios. But once he got injured, Justin Fields came in and did a very good job. I don't think that's it. I just think it's pure and simple, and a decision made to try to enhance the pass game, because ultimately in this league you're going to have to pass the football down the field, and you can't always rely on legs and not so much arm.
Okay, how do you think Russell Wilson will play?
Well, I hope he plays well, but again, I don't know.
Do you have a good feeling or bad feeling about
him? He hasn't played since the third preseason game, and he's missed all this time.
Yep.
And you can tell me about practice all you want, but this is a game where they can't afford to lose it at home.
I'm not sensing confidence in him in your voice. I don't hear that. I'm not hearing
you
believe in him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to pass 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. I think that'd be crazy to assume that. But I'm also not going to sit here and say he's going to fail miserably.
Well, sure, but I mean, I don't hear excitement. I don't hear I can't wait to watch Russell Wilson play. He's going to make them better. I don't hear that.
Well, I think all of us want to see him play at some point. I'm not sure how it was going to break down, but I wanted to see what he can do with this offense. Absolutely. It would be nice if they can add another receiver to this core and, do some things that would scheme people open. But, yeah, I'm anxious to see what this looks like because he has the ability to do those kinds of things, and I don't know that Justin is that refined yet in the passing game.
My other thing is, what's the end game with Russell Wilson? Do you think they'll actually sign him to a contract extension after the season if he does well?
Well, I mean, that would have to depend on financial terms of it, because he is going to be 37,
right.
And I think there's a whole difference versus a 20. But my preference would be stick with Fields for long term if he's willing to do it, and again, he would control a lot of what happens here because he is a free agent at the end of this season. But he has a long list of years available to him, or Russell Wilson really doesn't. But that's a question I don't have an answer for. My answer would be I prefer Fields, just because I think he's shown that he can mature in a better system with better surrounding cast. And he has here in Pittsburgh compared to what we've seen in Chicago. So if you continue to just, get better as the years go on there, he has more upside than Russell Wilson does. But I like Wilson's potential to upgrade this passing game the rest of the season, and I hope that happens.
Bob Papiani brought to you by the Elvis Impersonators Association of America. Hey, get to Vegas and check out Elvis and his crew at some point this year. Go to visitlasvegas.com for more details.
Really? That's the sponsor?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
How do you feel about it?
I feel good. It makes me feel like I got a fever.
And what fever is that?
I don't know. That's one of his songs, Fever,
Oh, yeah, I do actually know that.
I got your fever.
You didn't ask
me about Tristan Jarry. I'm surprised.
That's the next one. I was going to say, though, I like your Elvis more than I like your Rick Springfield. That thing has gone everywhere, by the way. Bob, are you ready to finally jump off the Tristan Jarry bandwagon and join me? I've been trying to pull you in this direction for years.
I'm standing on the edge of the back ready to jump, but I'm not ready. See, I think they have an issue there because they have to get – the track record indicates that he is just in a funk right now. Somehow, somewhere, he's got to come out of that funk. I don't know how you do that while trying to win games now. So, for now, he doesn't play for me. But I have to figure out something because, this goaltending situation for all teams, you never know what you're going to end up getting. I mean, look at Matt Murray, what he was – started his career and where he ended his career. Ottawa gave him a ton of money thinking he would be that person. It didn't work out that way. There are ups and downs with every goalie. I hope this is a down period, but the down period has lasted far too long for me. And they can't afford to be throwing points away because they're trying to get him, rehabilitate his game. So for now, I don't play him, but I got to figure out something to do because there's still too much time and money left on his contract.
Okay, if they needed to make a decision on Nedeljkovic, let's say Friday, would be the deadline. Who would be your starting goalie, who would be your backup goalie, and who would be the odd man out?
For now?
Yes.
It would be Blomqvist and Nedeljkovic.
Wow.
But I don't know how else I can go. I mean, they can't keep putting him in here if these results continue to be. He's been yanked at 4 of the last 10. His goals against is 882 or something of that. I mean, his save percentage.
His confidence is shot. Let's also just throw that out there. He does not look like a guy right now that mentally has it locked in. That is such a delicate thing for goaltenders. We've seen Fleury get red hot because he was confident in himself. We've seen him go ice cold because of it. And right now,
right.
Jarry is just in a gigantic, you said funk. He's in a giant mental funk. I think it's a lot like the game of golf, Bob. I don't golf like you do, but I think it's one of those things. He's basically got the goalie yips right now.
It's like David Duvall, once number one in the world, all of a sudden disappeared. And it didn't take a lot of time for that to happen. So it's tough. It's, you know, you talk to Steve Blass about how his game went south a little quickly. I mean, these things happen, but you hope that it's just a temporary thing with him. I mean, they've invested a ton of money. If not, it will look like the worst contract that they've given out. And that was the first one Dubas did.
Bob, thank you for joining us today. And I'm sorry for not doing the showdown, but if you want me for the following week, I will make you that promise right now.
I will look into that, but yes, I always want you on there, Andrew, but I know you got obligations this weekend. These late nights, I'm not really keen of, because we got to go live at midnight, and that's never a fun thing.
All right, thank you, Bob.
All right, guys, take care. See you, Donnie.